Well, look at this. A snake in the birdhouse.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, boy.
All right.
Mean dogs. We got barking dogs. We got all sorts of stuff going on over here.
Excellent.
What's up? What's up?
What's up, boys?
How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. I just heard that the outfit reveal will be tomorrow.
Yes. The suitcase is in.
For my Super Bowl outfits.
Yes, the suitcase is in studio. There are a couple of outfits already in there. And I guess you'll see what you are going to wear every day on tomorrow.
Mm. Okay, so speaking of, well, not speaking of anything, but we did this segment last week and we talked about the weather and we had the discussion of whether or not we could survive outside from Friday night, you know, at 7 o'clock until yes. Monday morning or whatever it was.
Uh-huh.
And the answer is unequivocally no. Like, we could try, but in the end, I mean, even Saturday night when it got really, really cold, I think I could have made it Friday because it didn't get to freezing until like 1 in the morning. So I think I could have made it through Friday night. But then after that, man, when it gets to like negative 10 wind chill and things like that, there's no way. So Matt sent an email and he says, I heard you boys talking about your winter survival hypothetical the other day and frankly thought it was laughable. And we did mention $5 million for 60 hours.
Mm-hmm.
He says, I've read quite a bit of military history, and my first thoughts while listening to you boys talk about this was the guys that fought in the Battle of the Bulge and what they went through, or even worse, the Battle of Chosin Reservoir during the Korean conflict. Look that one up. Your jaw will drop when you see what these soldiers went through. They'd all laugh at you. Yes, we know that. We are
yeah, I'm soft.
Soft.
Heck yeah. I'm not like, built for that.
No, we have nothing. Craig Miller's talked about it forever. So. We are the softest generation. 100% we are.
I never even budged to think that I would even attempt to do that. So I know who I am.
Soft.
I didn't step a toe outside for like 3 days because I don't want to go out there in that temperature. So I'm fine.
Okay, so you didn't even go outside.
That's so crazy. Nope. I walked around
quite a bit.
Yeah, I walked around a ton. You know, kids were sledding and dogs, walk the dogs and all that. Okay, so that gets us to our first question. What was the worst moment for each of you this weekend? This is Phil. He says, mine was slipping and falling on my ass while trying to walk my dog.
Hmm. I don't know that I really had a worse moment. It was pretty, I mean, I guess not being able to go to a brewery this weekend was pretty bummer.
Speaking of soft, I mean, God.
Right, he thinks he can survive out
Other
there.
Than
I
that,
should go get a beer outside.
I mean, just having to be inside for however many hours with nothing to do, and I walked around for like an hour, and then I got bored, and I was like, what am I supposed to do now?
Well, see, that being inside doesn't bother me at all. I didn't get cabin fever. I think my lowest moment is me inside of my house trying to yell at birds to get off of my porch.
Good Lord.
Yeah, through the Ring camera.
Through the Ring camera.
Yeah. You didn't hear that?
Yes.
I was barking at birds from inside of my house on my porch trying to get them to stop pooing on my porch. So that's a pretty low moment.
That, yeah, it is. Sunday morning at like 7 a.m., I was outside with a shovel clearing a path through the ice where my dogs could go to the bathroom because they wouldn't go on the ice.
Yeah,
so I had to like dig a 4x4 spot for them to pop a squat.
Yeah, my dog had no problems. I think he wrote his name in the snow. I looked outside and I saw Basil. Like, yeah, that's pretty creative.
As of yesterday, though, or I guess Monday, I enjoy this type of weather because when the sun's out, guns out, of course. But it's pleasant once it gets above freezing and the sun's on the snow. I don't even feel cold.
Yeah, it's still a little too cold for my likings, but I see what you're saying. When it's not windy outside, I went outside yesterday to get the ice and the snow off of my car, and I didn't feel. You know, as long as the wind's not blowing, I didn't feel like I was too cold.
Yeah, I did cut my hand, too, whenever I was helping my kid get the ice off his car. with the ice scraper, which we bought, I think, before the 2021 ice storm that we had.
You didn't have Benson do it?
What's that?
You didn't have Benson do it for you?
No, Benson was busy. Yeah. All right. He was too busy.
Making breakfast.
Are people that live in the Caribbean or in places that don't have winter at all better off than us? Or do you guys enjoy the seasons and these every few year weather events?
I don't know if I enjoy it when it gets to the extreme like this. Like if it's 40 degrees and like I said, no wind or anything, then I'm fine. But just the extreme nature of this makes me think that if I lived in the Caribbean, I'll be okay.
Yeah,
Caribbean.
75 to 85 every
day. That's so lovely. That's so wonderful.
I think living on an island, like if you live in Turks and Caicos and that's where you live, I think I might be okay.
But see, their extreme weather events are like hurricanes and stuff, and that kind of sucks.
Right.
So
for a swim and your leg gets ripped off by a shark. I mean, they got different things.
Yeah. They do. They have different things to deal with. Right.
Bob talked about in every neighborhood up in Wisconsin, someone had a giant snowplow and would plow the whole neighborhood, like the streets, because, you know, obviously in our neighborhoods, the streets and the hoods are way, way worse than the main streets once you get out of your neighborhood.
Right.
And he said that they had a guy, every neighborhood had a guy that had this giant snowplow that they would hook up to their truck and would plow the whole neighborhood streets and then the driveways of everyone. And he says, would you like to be that guy?
Yeah,
I would love it.
Yeah. Right.
And everybody would be like, hell yeah, man, thanks. And you'd be friendly. All your neighbors would like you. They'd probably bring you free cool stuff.
And it wouldn't take that long. Like, I've seen those things in action on videos.
Yeah.
It doesn't take that long.
Right. It's just a bulldozer, but a truck.
And especially carve a lane in the middle of your neighborhood. So everyone can get through.
Right.
You feel like a superhero. That would be badass.
Cool. I think it would be awesome.
Won't you do that same thing like you did for your dogs for the neighborhood, Corby? Everyone would love you.
With a shovel?
Yeah. You're
out there. 14 hours later, you've cleared 3 houses.
Oh, my God, dude. 14. I can't imagine the amount of time. And plus the snow shovels that they have up there in Wisconsin.
Yeah,
you've seen those.
Massive.
Those big. Yes, those are badass.
Yeah, the guy.
Why don't we own those?
I don't know.
Because we don't need them. You use it every 4 years.
Can you use it for anything other than snow?
Well, okay. So my wife was smart enough to buy sleds, I think, 2 weather events ago. So let's say 2016. She bought sleds or bought them.
To be fair, it's true.
Like just. I think it was in the summer. She was like, we're going to need these. There's going to be another snowstorm. I'm like, we're never going to use those. Well, sure enough.
Here we are.
You've used them twice.
Right.
I think three times. So every time it snowed, they grab those things out of the attic and off they go.
That makes sense. So it's like people that have china. I mean, you might only use that every so often.
Yeah.
But yet you've got it in your house and some people, it's like their entire dining room is a china display.
What?
A china.
China.
Ooh. Display of China.
I feel like I'm offended. I just don't know.
China display.
No disrespect.
I feel like that is a thing of the past.
I do. I agree with you. We don't have any of that.
Like, we're done with China.
Yeah, we don't have. I don't think we have any.
But
we
know people, it gets passed down, you know.
Right.
Like, my sister, when my parents died, my sister was like, I'm going to take the China. I'm like, great.
Thanks.
Have it. You think I want China in my house? Like, what am I going to do with it? We'll never use it. We've had the same plates since we got married.
Yeah, we have to.
Genius.
In 2000.
Yeah.
Yeah. You had 5 years and we have some of the same plates also. And that we use it and they're great. I mean, we
and
have plates
great.
That if you have people over that you're going to use them. I don't consider them China though. They're just good,
that's always
good
on
plates.
Display.
And every now and then, we don't have anything on display. Every now
Dude,
and then
if we have
you'll
people
bring up,
over, or,
right.
or if there are kids over, we use paper plates.
It's the way to do it.
Yeah. We are, as a society, deformalizing the world.
You're right. That's correct.
As we should.
Yes.
Because it was too formal back in Beaver Cleaver days.
No doubt.
And China days and people wearing a suit on the airplane.
Right, right.
Suit to the
ball
game.
Tom Landry dressing up on the sideline. Like, all of it is so dumb.
We used to have the, you knew not to sit on the living room furniture. And I feel like that's kind of going away now.
Gone.
Although the furniture in our living room, we don't congregate there. No one sits there.
That's definitely a grandparents thing. Like, you would go to your grandparents' house, like, don't sit there. I'm like, in the chair?
Everything's like, wrapped in plastic.
What's it for? Why is it in the house?
Yeah, it is weird.
It's for display. It's for show.
What was that? I know. The front room? The front
room.
They called it like a sitting room or whatever.
But you didn't see. Like, the fact that hoodies now are, you can wear them with a suit jacket.
It's wonderful.
It's great. We're going in the right direction.
Soon, no one will ever wear suits ever again. It'll be great.
No, they're dumb.
And now would you rather go to churches. In churches, you really don't have to dress up at church anymore. It's casual. The church we go to.
You shouldn't have to dress up for God. He should just accept you.
You don't. The church I went to before, I wore a suit every single Sunday. Now I haven't put one on in a long time.
Yeah, to combat all that, it was always, did Jesus have a suit?
Right, and he didn't. He wore a toga.
Mm-hmm. So I wore togas.
So you dressed like Jesus.
Yeah. Long hair, sandals. Would you rather do your current Picks with Friends punishment next week? This is addressed to me, but it's addressed to everyone. Or visibly carry around a dirty magazine everywhere in public next week? On the airplane, set it on the tray on the airplane, radio row, interviews, media day, dinner, etc.
Do you have to look at it, or are you just carrying it around?
I think if you look at that on a plane, you're in trouble.
Yeah, because that's
probably
like
Yeah, someone will complain about that.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind carrying it around. That doesn't bother me.
That would be funny that you have to sit it in front of you,
like
every time you sit down.
Or and if they're like on Radio Row, you sit there and you interview whoever, and they come by, and it's Dak Prescott.
It's a bad
And then there's
one
a hustler staring at him.
It's not classic.
Hey, you ever flipped through Swank? Check this out.
Right. I think that's and that was always a bit with my high school and college friends was, if you lost a bet, would you pop in a DVD of a porn on a plane? Just sit there and watch it like you're watching, you know, Friends.
Yeah, you'd get in trouble. Yeah, someone would complain and they'd make you stop. And you make you get on some type of list. So I wouldn't do that.
Yeah, because it's indecent exposure. There's something with that you can't do on a plane, I think.
I guess for prolonged periods of time, because you can watch a movie that has a nude scene if you're going on overseas, and it's going to show it.
It doesn't show the, you know.
Right. No need for the visual aid, but yes, I know it's not actually showing that.
Right.
But still, you're seeing some nudity.
How quickly would you have died during the Alex Honnold climb of the Taiwan building?
What is the... Well, you know what? I don't think I would have, because I wouldn't have been able to get up high enough to die.
The first floor. So as soon as I put my foot up to try and go to the next level, I'm busting my ass and I'm good. I'll hurt myself, but I won't die.
Yeah, I don't think I could have. Those little ledges he was on to start, I don't think I could have balanced myself on those ledges enough. I don't, because I would have freaked out once I got too high. How high can you fall from and not die? Whatever the height is that kills you, that would have been mine.
20 feet, you're dead. 10 feet, you're going to live.
Well, there you go. I would have died at 20 feet.
I wouldn't have made it 20 feet.
Okay, so do you think that would have been a good Netflix special?
All right, here he is. He's made it to the first level. Oh, my God.
All the pregame. right. And I'm just on the concrete on my back.
Oh, you can hear the sound from here like a watermelon.
And how,
busting open.
Like, what if Alex Honnold, the Michael Jordan of that scene, what if he would have fallen from 10 feet? He didn't make it up the first
now,
window. And he's on the ground like Peter Griffin, like,
feet kind of kicking up, like, right. Not enough to kill him, but just enough for him to hurt real bad.
I don't think I'd have been able to figure out. I mean,
they have like another hour and a half to kill on the broadcast. Right.
He's just rolling around holding his knee. God.
I mean, pulling yourself up and, like, say you can pull yourself up onto that ledge. I'm not sure I could have figured out how to balance myself on the ledge to stand up on the first ledge. That wasn't a very wide ledge. I mean, his feet barely fit on that
thing. He made it look so easy that I think it would give people a false sense of, oh, anyone could do that, and just not realizing how difficult that was because of how he did it.
Think about when you climb an 8-foot ladder and you get to that one step where it says, do not step on this, and you step on it, you're like, am I about to die?
Knees are shaking. Yeah. Right, right. I can't even, and you can't even look down climb a building? From that.
No. Right. Got up on the ladder the other day to try to fix a light, and at one point I was like, I don't know about this, man. And I'm 8 feet in the air.
Yeah, I stood on the kitchen counter one time to try and get something off of it, and I'm telling you, you're talking about knees shaking. I got to get down.
Yeah. That'd be a good Netflix special, too. Donovan climbs the kitchen counter.
L. Duncan and what was this? Seth Rollins, they'll be there in the living room commentating.
Yes. And that professional climber girl that they had on there.
Oh,
like,
yeah, I think he's making a wrong move right here. I don't know about this one.
So
yeah,
he is now both feet on the counter. It's a 4-foot drop. Let's see how it goes.
He's got a step stool, but I don't know if he knows how to use it.
He's reaching up. I would have started with the left hand, but he's reaching with his right.
All the while, I'm like, guys, I can hear you. Like, you're making me nervous. Shut up.
And L. Duncan is like, oh, the goosebumps, you're goosebumping.
They go to the prepackaged thing of her trying to do it, but she's all harnessed in.
And they're talking. They show the prepackaged of your parents, and they interview them like, so, was Donnie a natural counter climber when you were growing up? Did you have to put the cookies even higher?
And here he is, having the time of his life.
But they have two different ones. They have one if I did it and one if I didn't. And they play the wrong one. Is right. They're sad and crying.
They've
like,
got
wait a minute,
an ambulance waiting by to whisk you to the hospital if you break your hip from when you fall.
God, this would be a great SNL skit.
It would. I said a terrible Netflix special, but a great SNL skit. All right, Corby, thank you so much. Man, I can't wait for you to unveil the outfits that you're going to wear at the Super Bowl. That will be tomorrow.
Good stuff, Corby.
The suitcase is right here. You're going to have a blast, Corby.